Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Friday, my friends. It is such a great day to be alive. I have a really special devotional for you today. God and I have been working on something for you this morning. I'm rip-roaring excited to share it with you. We even have a theme song to go with today's devotional. But first, I just want to extend an invitation to my podcast listeners. If you've been listening for a while and you're like, man, this is so good. It gets my day started right. And you look forward to it, but you kind of want more. I just want to invite you on in to a little bit more. There's so much more than just a daily podcast. We do so much more in Big Life. The inner circle of Big Life, we call Big Life Mentoring. And it's where I mentor up to 600 women every month on living the life God created for you to live. That's really what it is, living the life God created for you to live. And every month we have a different theme for this Big Life Mentoring. And I'm really excited because the theme that I get to teach on in July, in this new month of living, is probably the one thing I'm most passionate about. It's the one thing I most want to teach you about. And it's your legacy. Legacy. That's what July 2022 is about in Big Life Mentoring. Legacy. In this month of mentoring, you will learn how to create a life worth living and remembering. Living days that outlive you, creating moments of meaning, capturing photos that document your life beyond your years, doing all the things that you most wish to do with this one life you've been given. So I'm going to be walking you through creating a meaningful lifetime bucket list, dreaming of all that you could do, and then actually living the list. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. This is one of those kind of life-changing months in Big Life Mentoring. You're going to want to be part of this. If you're one of those girls that's like, I'm ready for more. I know there's got to be more for me. If that is you, oh my goodness, would you be part of the new members that we're going to welcome this month? I come to you, okay? The cost is $29 for the entire month, so we're not talking about a lot of money. It's less than a dollar a day, and I come to you. You can be watching every devotional live. Like you could be watching it live right now. I have an audience of Big Life Mentoring girls watching live. They don't have to wait for the podcast. They watch live at 7 a.m. every weekday morning. Live weekly mentoring sessions to teach you about this legacy. So I have all the details for you on our website, biglifementoring.com. Why don't you check it out? If it's for you, I just want to welcome you. If it's not, hey, no big deal. I am so grateful you're listening today. Like for real, you have no idea how excited I am to get to start this day with you. Let's get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast, it's not just any old title. I'm going to need you to say it with me, and I'm going to need you to say it right, okay? And I'm going to need you to say it four times, kind of to a rhythm, kind of to a rhythm. Are you ready? It's walk on it, walk on it, walk on it, walk on it. Because that's what we're going to do today. We're going to walk on it, walk on it, walk on it, walk on it. Oh, there's a song. Just wait for it. We'll get to it. Today, we woke up to not just a new day of life, but a new month of life. And last night, while you slept, something really remarkable happened, whether you realize it or not. The second half of this year began. First half, done, over, gone. The second half of 2022 begins now. We step onto this field of life and we're invited to play our hearts out. Will you play? I mean, Will you live? Will you show up and do all the things you can do while your time is still on the clock? Honey, understand this. You're really not here to win the game. Odds are you're not walking out of this thing alive. All our clocks are counting down to the end of our allotted times, and then our game will be over. Our time here will be done. Winning isn't really the point. Playing it is. And while you're playing this game of your life out, something happens. In fact, that something has been happening already. While you've been waking up to new days and trying to get better at how you do this thing, you've actually been becoming. Yes, you have, sis. Little by little, one step at a time, you've been becoming. Becoming more and more like who God envisioned you could be. Becoming more like who you were created to be. Becoming more like the design God had in mind when He set your whole life into motion. And honey, you may have complicated it along the way. You may have added layers of expectations and idealizations of perfection. But this process of becoming is what it's always been about. Check this out. Job chapter 37, verses 5 and 6 says, God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour. That is so simple. Snow, you do your job and you fall to the earth. Rain, I want you to be a mighty downpour. And now to you, His most remarkable creation, His divine masterpiece, He says to you, live. Live the life I have given you to live. Show up where I have put you. Do what I've enabled you to do. You, my girl, you are to take your time and place in this great big world and live big. Remember, Jesus said in John 10:10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full. Your job is to take the abundance Jesus has offered you and live. Did you spend the first half of this year showing up as who God created you to be? Are you becoming more and more like the authentic, real creation He designed? Or are you still watering that down? Are you still playing little? Are you still sitting it out? Are you still believing the lies of the enemy that tell you something about you will never be good enough? Are you being sidelined by a defeated foe who yells from the stands? For real, the devil has been defeated by Jesus. His game has been shot down. His power has been halted under the reign of Jesus. He is the loser of all losers, sitting in the stands trying to influence your game with his insults and attacks. Why are you letting him get in your head? Why do his lies have a comfortable place to land in your life where you entertain them with sweet tea? It's ludicrous. We hear the lies of the devil from the stands. So what do? We stop playing the game we are here to play, and we allow his lies to become our thoughts. And then we invite those thoughts to come stay a while. Hear negative little thoughts from the pits of hell. Have a cup of tea while I ponder how jacked up I am and how I'm never going to be anything but unworthy and incapable and broken, and oh mercy, my life is so bad and it will surely never get better. Now you're having tea with thoughts from the devil, and guess what's no longer happening? You're no longer on your field playing your game. What's your game? Living your life. Oh, hell to the no. That is about enough of that nonsense. Somebody needs to get fired up and throw some flags. Second half of 2022 is here. You're still alive, and that means you've got life to live on this field. The enemy will still be sitting in the stands with trash flowing from his mouth because, honey, that's what he is. He is a trash talker. But you got to listen to a different voice. The voice of the wave walker is calling you on the field. Yeah, that's right. The enemy is a trash talker from the stands, but Jesus is a wave walker waiting on the field of your life to walk you through your next steps. Turn your attention to him. Jesus, I'm focusing on you. What do you have for me here? How can I show up better? I am all in for who you have me becoming. You tell me to live? Okay, I'm ready to get back to living. I will not be distracted by the noises. I will not be sidelined by the fears. I will not be overcome by the threats. Hail to the no. Nope, the enemy doesn't get to be part of my game. He doesn't get to dictate how I show up for the second half of this year. I'm here, created by the Almighty, designed to live this one life as only I can live it. And darn it, I'm showing up to live it. Because God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. And when it does, the snow and the rain do exactly what he tells them to do. I too will respond to his voice and become everything he created me to be. Won't you? Won't you? Won't you step out on this field of your life for the second half of this year, focused on the wave walker instead of the trash talker? Won't you remember the one who walks on the waves is empowering you to walk through everything life has thrown at you? No, you don't stop here. No, this isn't where you give up just because of what you're going through. No, you don't sit it out and overwhelm and defeat. You can't. Not when the wave walker is calling you on. Don't you know the one who walks on those waves also commands those waves to hush and be still, and they do in an instant? And you know what this means? This means if God needs things to calm down in your life for you to be able to move forward, then he will calm them down. Otherwise, if he allows it to continue, it's because he is empowering you to walk on it, walk on it, walk on it, walk on it. Yeah, like Sir Mix-a-Lot's 1996 song. You know it? Jump on it, jump on it, but not. It's walk on it, walk on it, walk on it, walk on it. Can I sing a Sir Mix-a-Lot song in a devotional? I'm just wondering. I checked. We did that. I think we did. Walk on it. Walk on it. Girl, walk on it. Walk on those things trying to hold you back. Walk on those doubts and fears. Walk on all the reasons this is too hard and you're not good enough. Walk on it because the water walker himself is calling you on. If it needs to calm down for you to walk on, then he will calm it down. If he doesn't calm it down, then it's for you to walk on. Walk on it. And as you do, you are becoming more and more like all God envisioned you to be. His good plans are being unveiled and revealed in you. He is doing a mighty work in you. And it's happening right here on the field of your life for everyone to see. Oh, let it be known what God is doing in you. Let it be known you are not who you used to be. Let it be known you've said hail to the no to the trash talker in the stands, and you're stepping on up with the wave walker. You're walking on it, not waiting on it to go away. You're taking your field, you're playing your game, you're living your life, because honey, now is the time, and this is the field where you are becoming exactly who God created you to be. That's what's happening. You are becoming, so walk on it. I have been so fired up this morning to share this with you. And I know you're going to be singing it all day long, aren't you? Me too. All right. Hey, you want to pray with me? Let's just pray. Hey, God, good morning. Lord, we are so grateful that you have chosen to give us a new day and a new month of life. We receive this month as a gift. We're grateful. Lord, we want to use this gift. We want to enjoy what you have given us. Lord, I thank you for the invitation to live. I thank you, God, that as we live, as we show up, I thank you that you are helping us to become, that we are becoming who you created us to be. Lord, we hear your thundering, marvelous voice, and it tells us to live today. And so, God, that's what we want to do is live. We will follow the wave walker. The trash talker's still going to talk. Let him talk. We're not going to be listening. No, you don't get to influence my thoughts. I'm following the wave walker. I'm walking on it. If he doesn't calm it down, then it doesn't have to calm down for me to continue on. We're walking on it. Thank you, God. Lord, I'm so grateful for the way you're moving, the way you're speaking, the way you're inspiring and motivating us and pushing us on to what you created us for. I thank you for everyone listening today. I lift up their families to you, God. I pray for your provision. I pray for your protection. And we thank you for this new day. A new month, second half of the year, we're ready to live. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, let's get to walking on it. Once again, if you would like a little more, I have so much more for you. Check it out, biglifementoring.com. Our month of legacy is this month. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day, my friends. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.